This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, obeying by their hearts. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on Arabic English Radio. And obviously the title, Obeying by the Hearts, is maybe an unusual title. So I'm going to explain what I mean by this. But really it is a, let's say, particular kind of leadership. And I would actually argue that this is true leadership. And it is the true leadership that obviously we find in our Quranic stories, in the prophets, the culmination comes in our holy prophet, and then obviously the imams, and for sure all the martyrs, lesser known martyrs, the most famous martyrs. This leadership is something they all had in common. Once you dip into and reading obviously stories in the Quran and stories about the martyrs, you would sort of probably find this theme. So I'm just going to quickly refer to one of the martyrs just to try and illustrate this, what I mean by that. And this is a famous Iranian martyr from the Holy Defense by the name of Pervez Khosrow. He was a general in the telecommunications unit, and he was very loved by everyone. No one ever had anything bad to say about him. So all the personnel who worked for him would sort of say this. And so his daughter was sort of researching about his life and speaking to people who knew him. And she basically sort of found herself saying, so she was speaking to the personnel who knew him and worked with him. And one day she finds herself literally asking, you know, what did you do to the heart of these people who worked with you? Yeah, they're all full of love for her father. And, you know, what is this kind of person who does this, who generates this sort of love in other people for him or herself? Welcome back. This is A to Z on RB English Radio, and obviously I'm talking about obedience by the hearts. And obviously I've mentioned the famous Iranian martyr by the name of Pervez Khosrow, who was loved by everyone. Everyone had something good to say about him, and only something good. And obviously, so when his daughter was sort of just researching more about her father's life, she was trying to figure out what was it that her father had done. And you know, we can now extend this further, this idea. So her father, the martyr, other martyrs we know of, and obviously we could say the same thing, for example, about any of the imams. We could say the same thing about the holy prophet. We could say the same thing about any of the prophets. And you know, I could even, let's take Prophet Yusuf, for example. Obviously we know from this story he generated so much love in the hearts of people that he came in touch with. So whether it was when he was imprisoned for a very long time, people were grouping around him. And then obviously afterwards, when he was out of prison and he was sort of based, called governor, but obviously he had a very, very high ranking title in the actual, obviously the court itself, they were all sort of falling in love with him. And obviously this is and Allah tells us this, so we're told that Allah places love in the hearts of people for the pure-hearted people. And obviously also when we think about our imams, how much love, just so if you just remind yourself when you think about the, when we even just mention Imam Hussein, or if we mention Imam Ali, how does your heart feel? Does your heart not start to just overflow with love, with that feeling for them? And yeah, this is it. And these people, we obey them through our hearts, through our love for them. So, and this is something very special, and the little lesson we can take from that is obviously if we purify ourselves, if we become better people, then, you know, this is, if we do want to motivate people, achieve something, that's the way we're going to be able to lead people. People will follow us immediately when they see that we're pure-hearted people. That's just the way it is. The Quran shows us that. All the Quranic stories tell us that. Our imams show that. So inshallah, this is a, let's say, a beautiful reminder for all of us. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on iBeings Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.